Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hardwood winter May wheat is 7.21 up 5.5. July 7.13 and a quarter up 3/4. Soft May wheat 6.52 3/4 down 1 1/4. July 6.57 1/2 down 1 1/2. March corn 4.79 1/4 down 1 3/4. July 4.89 1/4 down 3 3/4. December 4.82 1/4 down 2 1/2. March soybeans 14.43 down 14 1/2. July 14.14 3/4 down 10. November 11.80 3/4 down 6 1/2. March soybean meal 460.50 down 4.50. March soybean oil 44.08 down a penny. April live cattle 143.25 unchanged. March feeders 172.75 up 37 1/2. April lean hogs are 116 and they're up $3. A quick programming note, today is a USDA report day. At 11 o'clock this morning, we'll get our latest WASDE report for the month of March. We'll have special coverage of that report this afternoon in the 12 o'clock hour. Be sure to tune in at about 12:40 when we'll see what the aftermath of that report is as we move closer and closer to planting season. Joining us then will be Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. And Kurt is also on the telephone right now. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks to me, based on what I saw late in the week in trade with corn with a weak finish, a little bit of follow through to the downside, soybeans a little bit soft too, that maybe traders are expecting a bearish tone in the report today.
Well, I don't know about a bearish tone. I think it's more of a, you know, a little bit of profit taking, long liquidation ahead of the numbers here. You know, the trade's fairly well dialed into about an unchanged corn number, a little smaller bean number on the U.S. ending stocks with its 13-14 marketing year. New crop will be in the April report here, so this is, you know, strictly old crop supplies we have left. Then, of course, we're going to attack the world numbers today a little bit, too. We're going to see what they do with the southern hemisphere. Expect to be a little lower than world corn and bean carryouts. Expected to be a little bit lower, too. We'll just have to see where the numbers come in play. Don't know if we'll have a major swing anyway. Either way, that will last for a period of time. But then, too, I must say you do an excellent job of getting those numbers out on the updates you put out right after that report. Seems that sometimes I check that myself because your information comes out quick and accurate, Dave.
Well, thank you very much for that, Kurt. We appreciate it. I think that maybe what traders might want to be looking at today might be those export numbers and see if there's any modifications, particularly in the soybeans, I would think.
Yeah, that's the good one to watch. You're dead on that one. We sold, over expectations. We're getting close to narrowing the gap on the shipments pace. The key is if we keep shipping everything we sold. One thing we got to remember is oftentimes sales just drop off the cliff, or shipments drop right off the cliff here as we move into this springtime window for soybeans, that is. And what we normally see is if we do have a good chunk that's been sold but not shipped, that is rolled into the new crop year. So we'll see how that unfolds here as we go into this summer. It's kind of long-term prospects that we'll be watching here, is see what ship has already been bought.
Well, trying to figure out what we might see today and what expectations of traders are. If I recall correctly, ending stocks for soybeans last month was 150 million bushels, and I think that traders are certainly trading a smaller number than that with soybeans on the lead month option around 1462. So I got to think they're already dialed in on a smaller number, but what number might it relate to?
Well, the average guess is about 141, Dave, so I'd have to go with that.
You go with that. It might even be a little bit small. I mean, when you begin to think about it, there was a couple of things. One, is 150 the new pipeline? There was a kind of a benchmark about, 110, 120, somewhere in there. USDA won't go any lower, and everybody knew it was lower, but the numbers never went lower than that. And there was some thinking that, we were going to have some bumping of that number up a little bit. I hear some traders mumbling that maybe the new norm is 130 or 135. And so the question is, how much of this is already dialed in? And so if they're dialed in 141 already at this price level, it would take a significant number, 20 million bushels, something like that, to really move the gauge very much today, I would think.
Yeah, well, the low estimate was 130, the high estimate's 150. So if the ending stocks estimate come in below 130, that'd be quite bullish. But some of the trade believes, we're probably closer to 120 million bushel estimate. As we move along, they're going to balance the numbers out. They'll probably raise exports, but they'll probably lower some other numbers to offset, or else maybe raise imports, for example. So they're going to get the balance out. It's tight. Producers are fairly well sold out of beans, and mm-hmm. beans have moved into stronger hands. And so typically when that happens, you see those type of markets go into more of a accumulation type of phase where the strong hands have the tendency to hold on to them.
So the question then becomes, to what degree does old crop strength relate to new crop rally?
Well, that's going to be a tough one here because, I think it was back 2004. There's one of those years back there where the old crop gained significantly on the new crop. We've been watching the July-November bean spread particularly, and it cleared the $2 benchmark.
That's been amazing, $2, yeah.
There's ideas it could go on out to $3 spread, showing the tightness of the old crop versus the ideas that we'll have ample supplies of new crop as long as weather cooperates going into the early part of the summer.
All right, turn our attention to corn. And in the days I was gone last week, corn managed to rally in new crop close to $5 and has since backed off that, finishing in the lower third of its range yesterday. A little bit of follow through today, and I would think in the next several sessions we need to see some confirmation of continued upward movement, or maybe that's a topping action.
Well, a lot of technicians was looking for a 485, 490 area. Mm-hmm. We went to a little above that, so when you look at these retracements and support and resistance levels, just shy of $5 is an area to make some additional sales. We're probably due to consolidate here for a little while and see if we can't try to push a little higher. The corn market's kind of waiting for the plantings, the acreage report here at the end of the month,
right.
Plantings intentions. Also spring weather, see how this weather kicks in gear here, see if we get a chance to, get some corn in the ground in some areas. So there's several things here, but the trend has been higher. It did reach some upside objectives, so we'll see if we can clear that $5 benchmark or not.
Anything else before we let you go today?
Well, we'll be a lot smarter here at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
These numbers come out. But the other commodity we've talked about and that's been put in the back burner that's really been on fire here is the hog complex. We continue to see the lean contract explode to
that's
the
amazing.
Other side.
Mm-hmm.
When you convert that to actual cash hog values, we're talking $90 cash hog prices. That's unheard of.
It makes you want to put more weight on those hogs, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Talk to you later, Dave.
Yep, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. He'll be back again at 12:40 this afternoon, and then on the closing market report that gets underway at 2:06. Both those are Central Time. Let's see how futures currently trading. March corn, 4.78 down 3. December, 4.82 and a quarter down 2 and a half. March soybeans, 14.39 down 18 and a half. November, 11.78 and a half down 8 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 4.59 down $6. March soybean oil, 44.08 down a penny. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.